Outside Tallahassee's Hotel Duval, community activist Lakey Love is spearheading a protest against Freedom Speaks. The group condemns sex education that includes LGBTQ topics. Freedom Speaks also supports conversion therapy. Love says the group's agenda will hurt kids.
We want to protect LGBTQIA+ kids that are just coming out in schools, that are being bullied, that are being harassed, that can suffer discrimination at the hands of teachers, parents, other students.
To teach you about your body, that's fine. To teach you about sexuality is not fine.
Freedom Speaks President Bev Kilmer is watching the rally from inside the hotel. She's hoping to find legislators who will sponsor bills to ban sex education in elementary schools. She also wants to ban gay-straight alliances at schools.
There should not be such a thing as a LGBTQ-friendly school. Why does it even need to be an issue?
Kilmer claims Florida is teaching elementary school kids LGBTQ issues in sex education courses, but she wouldn't name those schools. The state allows local districts to determine how they teach sex education. Leon County uses a program created by Procter & Gamble to teach fifth graders about their body. It doesn't mention sexual orientation or gender identity. When told this, Kilmer pointed to a book titled It's Perfectly Normal and said it was in school libraries, but it's not available in Leon counties. The clash at Hotel Duval is mirrored throughout Florida. For 12 years, lawmakers have been trying to pass laws to protect LGBTQ people from workplace discrimination. Local human rights ordinances exist in several cities, but there is no statewide protection. Conversion therapy tries to change a person's gender identity and sexual orientation. The American Psychiatric Association opposes the practice, saying it poses significant harm to patients and should be outlawed. The American Academy of Pediatrics, along with numerous medical organizations, also oppose the practice. Legislation banning conversion therapy is pending before Florida House and Senate committees. 15 other states have blocked the practice. During a recent anti-conversion therapy town hall in Tallahassee, a skirmish breaks out.
It's not that these people, that these children are being born gay. It's that they're being, this is my question. It's that they're being groomed and lured into the transgender and LGBTQ culture.
A woman from Freedom Speaks is making a statement to panelists during their Q&A. Panelist Denzel Pierre responds. Pierre says she grew up in the church and didn't know anything about the LGBTQ community yet.
I'm very trans.
Pierre continues.
With all due respect, ma'am, I think that your information and your ideology is rooted in a hate towards us. Or at the very least, you can say, can you let me, you said that.
I'm offense at that. Because I love.
I'm speaking, though, because I'm not done.
If you won't let our panelists speak, please leave.
That's Love cutting in. The woman was kicked out and the town hall continued. Bills to ban conversion therapy have failed in the past four sessions due to a lack of Republican support. But there are a growing number of Republicans who support LGBTQ bills. Sarasota Republican Senator Joe Gruter sponsored a measure last year to grant workplace protections. But LGBTQ activists criticized him for not adding housing and public accommodations to the package. And his bill died that session. Meanwhile, activists like Love say they won't back down. Neither will those like Freedom Speaks Kilmer. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.